Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You decide.
2020.
Abigail Spanberger is in Congress in the 7th Congressional District. She's a Democrat, and this is her first term in office, which means that she is probably most vulnerable to a Republican challenger right now. Andrew Nags is a former Green Beret, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense. He's already quit his job to run against Abigail Spanberger, and we welcome him to the program this morning. Thank you for being here. What's motivated you to take this big step?
Hey, good morning, John. Look, the reason why I'm running is because I am concerned about a future where Democrats control so much of the media, key parts of our culture, and the government, where they can make decisions without being checked.
Yeah.
And I think they're wrong on healthcare. I think they're wrong on immigration. They're wrong on the economy, and they're definitely wrong on what it takes to keep us safe. So, we're putting it all on the line so we can make a change. It's time to stop, and people of the 7th want it to stop too.
You know, a lot of people say, I don't vote based on party. I vote based on the individual, which I think is, you know, I hate to say this is kind of a naive way to approach politics, because if you're a part of a party, then inevitably you empower that party to go whatever direction they articulate they want to go. Is there something specifically about Abigail Spanberger, what she has done or has not done as a congresswoman so far, that motivates you as well?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, she ran for Congress and really portrayed herself as a moderate. Mm-hmm. She told the people of the 7th that she was willing to reach across the aisle and that she would take an even-handed and mature approach. But as things have turned out, I think she has proven herself to be very much in lockstep with the rest of the Democrat Party, and very much on the left and far to the left of where people in the 7th are.
Yeah.
So everything from her support from increasing gun control all the way up to her support for lowering the voting age to 16. I think that, a lot of her positions really run counter to where we are in the 7th.
Yeah. I gave the top line bio for you, former Green Beret, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense. Have you been involved in politics? Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Sure. This is the first time I'm running for office. Mm-hmm. I'm not a politician. I've never run for anything. But as you pointed out, John, I have served. I just spent the last 2 years in the Pentagon serving in the Trump administration as the Deputy Assistant SecDef, overseeing all special operations and combating terrorism globally from a policy perspective. I'm an attorney. After 9 years in the Army, I went to law school at William & Mary Law. I'm a West Point graduate, and as you pointed out, I am a Green Beret. I've got 2 tours in Iraq and a Bronze Star, and I'm really proud of my service.
Well, that's a pretty remarkable CV there. Tell us about your political or issues that will motivate you in this campaign outside of the party politics that's being played right
mm-hmm.
now.
Sure. First of all, my starting point is that I am a conservative. I'm a conservative, and then I'm a Republican. I do believe in the Republican Party and the principles that it stands for, but what really animates me in terms of the way I see things is as a conservative. I care about being safe at home. I care about continuing our economic growth. And as I mentioned previously, I care about defending ourselves in a dangerous world. I mean, we cannot ignore the threats to us as a nation, and we certainly can't take for granted the economic opportunities that we have here as a country. And so that ties in. There are a number of policy issues that are related to that. As I mentioned, figuring out our healthcare system and fixing our immigration system, which I believe begins with enforcing the laws on the books and ensuring that our border security is properly resourced. And so those are kind of my top level issues.
And where do you live? It's a big district.
Yeah. Currently, my family, my wife and children are up in Fairfax County.
Right.
And I am down in Glen Allen. So we made the decision not to pull my children out of, I've got twins in the eighth grade.
Right.
We made the decision not to rip them out. So my wife and children will move down and join me down in the district at the end of the school year.
Well, we look forward to hearing more from you and talking to you as we get closer and closer to next year's election. One year to go. Andrew Nags, former Green Beret, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense, and now a candidate for the 7th Congressional District as a Republican. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, John. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, sir. All right, we'll come back and we will talk about the traffic this morning and the weather, which is going to take a big change on us in a couple of hours. So that's next. News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.